Hi, everyone. So I'm on day three. The reason why I decided to put another podcast out was because yesterday it was 1:11 and I did just a tiny podcast on that for 1:11, the Trinities, how to watch out for them, how to see them. Then I realized when I was looking at my episodes that I did season one had 11 episodes. Season two yesterday made the 11th episode. I didn't plan that, which was on the 11th. And I realized now I started season two after 11 episodes. And if I do another episode, I got to start season three because I'm kind of following it that way. It just happened to be like that. I didn't plan it. So I don't even know why I did it. It was like, oh, okay, first season I did 11 episodes, started the second season, and then I realized, oh, yesterday on the 11th with the 1:11, I did another podcast. So I have to make this podcast season three, which is what I talked about yesterday with the Trinity. So I'm like, okay, I have to get another one out because that's three in a row. There's my Trinity. There's my forward for the new year. My forward for the new year is to get more with the podcast, get more feedback from the podcast, and do something about it. And then as I was sitting with it today, I was like, you know, what else? How would I want to expand that? So I did decide that I am going to do another subscription podcast. I'll keep this one going, but I'm going to do a subscription podcast if anybody's interested, where I will give a lot of teachings, a lot of basic knowledge, and you can have more of a direct contact with me if you have any questions about the work or what you're working on. Meaning a lot of it will, I have to do the basics, of course, but it will be a subscription for the year, which won't be much. You can just sign up for it, and then you'll get in those podcasts all my teachings. It'd be with protection, if it be with clearing, if it how to tap into your intuition, how to work it, just different things that you can learn how to navigate through your abilities. So that will be coming this year, is a new podcast with a subscription. So look out for that. And that's what's coming to me right now as I do this podcast. So there's my Trinity. There's my follow through with that. Okay, so let me just get into this. Let's kind of see. I feel like I want to add this one in. I'm going to make this Trinity of Ghost Stories. Because for me, as you know, I do have a lot of ghost stories, and I've also been working on a concept for a TV show, so I don't want to put too much of that out there just yet, but this is kind of my intention of telling you a ghost story will be in the forward for hopefully to put that out there for this year of the TV show. So I'm going to give this Trinity podcast a ghost story podcast. So it's going to be just a little bit of a ghost story podcast. But again, before I get into the ghost story, watch for these things. I didn't make this up. I just happened. Guidance told me to look at my episodes. I was like, yeah, okay, season one, I had 11. Then I had 11, 11. That's funny. I didn't plan that. There's episode 11. Now I got to go into season three. There's my Trinity. Oh, that means something. What does that mean? Okay, it means those are my little forwards putting it out there for the new year. And once I accepted that information, then what came to me was do the subscription, give the teachings. They have to subscribe for the year, and I will put out a certain amount of podcasts with different teachings and understanding from gridding to saging to clearing to everything. Okay, so watch out for that. And all right, so for now we'll go into maybe a couple ghost stories. Let me just see what comes to me. Because I have so many, and I didn't go back, to be fair, I did not go back to my other podcasts where I did my ghost stories, so hopefully I won't repeat any, but the one that I do feel like I want to share is the power of spirit. And when they do present themselves to us, and what that energy feels like, looks like. So for me, being a seer, I have, like, you know, and you're aware of, I have had seen many spirits and been able to talk to them and communicate with them. My dad is the one that's popping in my head right now. And I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but in the dream state, he came to me one time and he gave me a hug in my dream. Now, after that, I learned that the spirits, when they come to the dreams, no matter what it is, it is them. They're coming into that dream state. And when he was there, it was just kind of darkness. And he stepped up to me and I could feel him. And he hugged me. And yeah, I woke up crying because it was so real. So that happened in the dream state. But then in the reality of it, when I did see him appear to me, the first time he did appear to me in my reality with my abilities, I did lose it again. It made me cry. It's very emotional. You know, we get in that grief state. But as he was sitting there and he was talking to me, and then the third time when I was a little bit past my grief of it all and could center myself and get quiet, I remember I was sitting there and he appeared to me and I took a deep breath and didn't let the grief get involved. And he just, his spirit leaned over and hugged me. And so I got to feel it and I could smell him. And even if it was only for 4 or 5 seconds, it was the world to me to be able to do that. And you know, they have told me that they've expressed to me that they use their energy in that way to be able to do that for us. It takes a lot of energy for them to do it. But if you believe in it and you're just really understanding with it and believe, have the faith in it, they can get through that way. The other thing they can do is, and I've taught some of my clients this, is if you can smell your loved one in the room, and I always say, you know, if you can't see them, say if you're not from the highest good, you need to leave. This is basic protocol. Put your hands out straight and ask the spirit to make themselves known to you. So if it's a loved one, you may feel some air going around your hands. Put your hands out straight, palms up, and see if you can feel them, or they'll try to touch you. That's another way. Okay, so back to, let's see if I have another ghost story for you today. That was the one with my father. I want to leave the spirit ghost stories light and airy and a little bit more fun than the dramatic ones. I know I talked about the little girls in Charleston. They were always so much fun when they came out. But again, I didn't go back to see which ones I've already recorded, so I don't know. I'll go back and look at it and maybe put some more ghost stories up later. But I've had different experiences where I have felt spirits in stores and in shops and things like that. I'm trying to dig through my memory to give you one that might be a little bit more fun. Okay, so I have one that I was in India and I was sitting in this restaurant that, so imagine this with me, it was an outdoor restaurant on the beach, kind of more like a hut, but it was a restaurant. There was probably about 20 to 40 tables in there. I was doing a lot of writing, and I may have given the story already, but I'm going to give it to you because it's the one that's coming to my head. And I was writing one of my books at the time, and it was kind of late. I remember sitting there having some chai, writing the book, and all of a sudden I started hearing humming. And I looked up and I didn't see anything. And I looked around because I acknowledged the humming. And I looked around the restaurant. There wasn't many people there. And then when I turned back and looked in front of me, the spirit was sitting there. Now, at that time, the spirits would try to trick me a little bit because I was getting stronger and they just weren't appearing left and right like they used to. I was learning how to control it. So the spirit kind of tricked me. It wasn't a bad thing. It was a good thing, actually. She was trying to get my attention. And it just happened to be that it was these two gentlemen that I was talking to prior to her appearing, sat down with me for a minute, other travelers, and we were talking, and they had heard about what I do, and they're like, yeah, they were naysayers, kind of skeptic about it. I'm like, whatever, I'm not here to prove myself to anybody. But they're like, yeah, okay, is there anybody here with us? And I always get that. Anybody here with me? It's such a hard question when people do that to me. It's like, just don't do it to somebody that sees spirits. It's exhausting when you're people don't realize how much you get that. Is anybody here with me? Can you see anybody? Do you see anything for me? It's all the time in my life. It beats me down a lot because it's just part of it, but people don't realize how much that happens to me. So the two gentlemen left, and then that's when I heard the humming. And then when I turned back and she was sitting there and she told me that she belonged to one of them. Now, I didn't know where these guys were staying. Like I said, they were travelers. Everybody kind of connects in India. If any of you have been to India, backpacking, that we kind of all connect together. If you see other people with backpacks on or other travelers, you kind of just, everybody talks to everybody. So, and I had already been in Goa for about 2 to 3 weeks at this time. So anyways, the spirit, and this kind of reminded me, if any of you guys have seen the movie Ghost, it literally reminded me of this because she wouldn't stop humming. And she said, I just need you to talk to him. I'm like, I don't know where he's at. They don't believe in this stuff. I'm not going to go hunt him down. And she said, then I'll just hum all night long. I'm like, come on, for real? And I know it sounds silly, but literally I did not want to listen to her humming all night. And she didn't tell me why she wanted to see him. She wouldn't say anything. So I was like, fine, if you can lead me to where they are, I will honor it and tell them that you're here. So she did. I'll never forget it. We went around like this dirt. It's kind of, it goes a little different. It's kind of on the side of a cliff, and we went around the cliff, and it's a long story, but I walked for a little bit, and then I heard music playing at this house, and she pointed. So I went up there, knocked on the door. Sure enough, they were the guys that were sitting with me in the restaurant. So I said, and they're like, oh, you, how did you find us? And they were like, did you follow us? I'm like, no, I didn't follow you. I'm like, but I have a girl here and she wants to talk to one of you. And she pointed to one guy had dark hair. The other guy had blonde hair. She pointed to the blonde hair guy. I probably have mentioned this, but spirits don't give me their names. Again, I won't get into all that depth right now. But so anyway, she pointed to the guy and said, she's here for you. I don't know who she is. And then she relayed a message. And I said, she has a message for you. I know you guys don't believe in this stuff, but can I just give it to you? Because I'm really tired. And he was like, sure. Kind of, I could tell, rolling his eyes. I'm like, okay, she's telling me that the painting, and I can say this because it's not going to ever be who this was, but she's telling me that the painting that you started underneath and put it in, the painting that you started and put underneath your bed, she wants you to finish it. Because you stopped once she died and you put it away. And, these moments where his face got white, he was like, how did you know that? I'm like, because this is what she's telling me and I don't know who she is. And then he explained to me who she was. It was his girlfriend at the time. She had died. I won't get into all the details, but he's like, you're right. I started painting this painting for when we were together and it was, just detailed. And once she died, he said he put it under his bed. So she wanted him to get it back out and not give up on painting. And fair enough, when I walked in or knocked on the door and they invited me in and he was painting everywhere. So yeah, could I have made it up? Maybe, but no, come on. So she basically told him a few other things that proved it was her. So then after that, they were like, oh my gosh, you are the real deal. Can we do anything for you? And honestly, I was just tired and not annoyed, but a little bit like, really? This is like the movie Ghost where you're going to hum all night? This is so unfair. So I talked to the guys for a little bit, and then I went on my way and went to my guest house and went to bed. But it's things like that. But to me, that was more of a heartfelt spirit coming to me. Yeah, you know, I was exhausted and it didn't seem very nice, but she did need to give him that message. And he was having a really hard time after her death, and that brought some light to his eyes. And it was kind of magical, I won't lie. I felt good about it. And, you know, he got a little bit of closure, and I wasn't there to prove myself to anybody. But it just happened that maybe when they said, is there anybody around us? And I didn't see anybody, I was blocking it. She was there the whole time. That's my theory. But anyway, so again, I wanted to do a ghost story one, and there's your ghost story for now. I will look back at some of my other ghost stories. I will probably label this ghost stories, but I hope you enjoyed it. And get in touch with me, psychiccrossroads@hopebrochet.com, if you want to send me any questions or anything like that. All right. Bye, guys. I will be back again, probably not tomorrow. Did my 3 days in a row, but I will be back again soon.